Hi, Jim Paoletta here. I want to take just a few minutes to discuss with you both the importance and the influence of estriol. Estriol, one of the three main estrogens in the body, is considered the weakest of all estrogens. As far as its proliferative effect on the uterus, estriol is considered to be 1/80th the strength of estradiol. The genomic effect produced by estriol at the receptor in the uterus is exactly the same as that of estradiol. But estriol dissociates from the estrogen receptor much more quickly than estradiol dissociates, so the effect is not sustained. If enough estriol was introduced in the system, however, proliferation equal to that caused by estradiol could theoretically be achieved. Estriol acts at most of the same receptors that the stronger estrogens, estradiol and estrone, bind to. Estriol has some effect on the action of the other estrogens in the fact that it can block the receptor from being available to the stronger estrogens, thus preventing their activity. Normal physiological levels of estriol do not appear to have significant interfering effects. However, if estriol levels are maintained at higher than physiological amounts, this may reduce the effectiveness of any estradiol therapy being used in the symptom management. Originally, we thought that the amount of estrogen in the female system was 10% estradiol, 10% estrone, and 80% estriol. So the original compounded replacement estrogens were based on this assumption and made to contain the same proportions of the three estrogens. Because there was a fear that dangerous metabolites came more from estrone, it was eliminated from the formula and replaced with an additional 10% estradiol, resulting in the most commonly used formulas for bias originally being 80% estriol, 20% estradiol. Subsequent studies reviewed the actual amounts of estrogens to be closer to 6% estradiol, 60% estrone, and 34% estriol, so much less estriol than originally thought. Based on these figures, a true physiological bias formula would contain 34% estriol and 66% estradiol. Since percentages are a common source of errors, to keep things easier and simpler, many practitioners now use bias formulas containing 50% each of estriol and estradiol, at least at their starting point. Remembering that estriol can affect the function of estradiol because of receptor blocking, too much estriol can require a greater amount of estradiol to see the desired effects of estradiol. Studies have shown the more dangerous estrogen metabolites, the four catechol estrogens, are formed directly from estradiol as well as from estrone. Therefore, the more estradiol given to a patient, the more formation of four catechol estrogens, which can form DNA adjuvants and possibly lead to cancer. So estriol should be maintained at normal physiological amounts to get the protective benefits and its unique actions on tissues such as vaginal and urinary tract tissues. Patients that use exogenous bias formulas containing estriol should have their estriol levels tested to verify that they are in a physiological range. This doesn't have to be done every time they test, but occasionally to make sure that the estriol is staying within normal physiological range. Then we're going to get the maximum benefits of estriol without interfering with the actions of the stronger estrogens. Thanks for listening.